This is Scenic Roots. This afternoon we have a virtual show from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page featuring fiddler Rose Baldino and guitarist Brian Buchanan. Rose leads her own band called Burning Bridget Cleary. Brian has long been a member of the Toronto-based band Enter the Haggis, but for this show they are playing as the duo they call House of Hamel from their home in Philadelphia.
1, 2, 3. From Teesdale to Tyne, and I'll sing you a song of a pound of weak rhymes and the men who are fooled by the government's lies. That it's down go, down low jack. When you see the sky, you're working in a dungeon for a pound of weak rhymes. In 1960, just a few years ago, mine workers lead us to the Lord Holman's Depot. See, we work very hard, and every day we risk our lives. And we ask you here and now, no check when never seen the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week price. Then I spoke no more and any man is decree. When the upward rises with you, I would agree to raise up all your wages to give you fair pay. For I was once a miner and I worked hard in my day. It's down you go, down below Jack. When never seen the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. Instead of a 1 pound rise, and it's down you go, down with no check. When never seen the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise. And it's down you go, down with no check. When never seen the sky, and you're working in a dungeon for a pound a week rise.
She said something like that on stage at real life.
Voila!
In-person shows.
There it is.
And so.
Keeping us going. We're going to do a another semi-newer one that we wrote in the beginning of quarantine. Wow, I thought that was this year. A year ago. And we'll definitely be on the next album. It's called Ladder to the Sun.
Quietly he walks through the door. Will he know her anymore? Violence growing.
to the sun, a letter to no one, holding back the endless sea, running through the trees, coming back to see her once again. Sitting on the floor where he slept, uneven and unswept, vines growing over all of that is well in the past. It was never built to last, but still he knows her. Like a letter to the sun, a letter to no one, holding back the endless sea, running through the trees, coming back to see her once again. In his mind she'll always be home, and he's not alone.
Right before my birthday, we took COVID tests and we stayed away from all of the people. But we went up to Maine and we went dog sledding up in Newry, Maine, which was super fun. It was ridiculous, and the dogs were fantastic.
The dogs were amazing. They had like 30 dogs and three sleds, and we got to meet all the dogs and give all the belly rubs that you could possibly give.
Oh my god, it was great.
It was really great.
And it was kind of funny because on the way up there, I think we did an Airbnb for one of them. And it just gave me flashbacks to like when we used to do Airbnb constantly when we were on the road because it was often a lot cheaper. And I was remembering the first two times that we ever stayed in Airbnb. Do you remember?
Oh my god.
The very first one was in New York.
In Syracuse.
Syracuse. And we were staying with this guy, this really interesting guy from Tanzania. And this was like kind of, I don't want to say super early stages of Airbnb, but it was early for us. Mm-hmm. And it was before you could like, you know, lodge complaints or like anything like that. And it was in this old mansion this guy was trying to fix up and like make, I don't know, into like multiple bedrooms and make it really pretty, but it was just a complete disaster.
Essentially what he had done was he had gutted this house and then he had literally only finished redoing one bedroom and one bathroom. The rest of the house was like
a mess.
Like no floors, no drywall, like basically just the bones of this house.
There's like tarp hanging everywhere and he's like, watch yourself.
All the photos on Airbnb were just of the bedroom and the bathroom, so we assumed the whole house was like that.
It was unbelievable. And when we got there, when we got into our room, he was like, okay, have a good night. And he closes the door. And literally the only thing in the room, besides a table with a lamp, was a bed with a mattress that was covered in plastic, like completely covered in plastic, and had no sheets. Do you remember this?
Mm-hmm.
There were no sheets. At the end of the bed, covered in plastic, was a zebra-striped fleece like throw over that you would like put on your couch, and it was just at the end of the bed, like a strip with two pillows, and we just like awkwardly laid on the plastic mattress and like pulled the zebra straight fleece up, and we just lost it. We're like, what is happening? And then the second time that we used it, do you remember the second time? We stayed with this college guy, and
we stayed
in his guest room, and he was really, really nice, but it was an air mattress on the floor of his guest room that was like really scary, and the air mattress was like half deflated, so we're like rolling around really loudly. In the morning he was gone, and we used his like bathroom obviously in the morning, and there were no towels
anywhere in the apartment,
nowhere. So I got a roll of paper towels from the kitchen and I dried off with paper towels, and then we just like peaced out.
Peaced out.
Don't miss those days.
All right.
But you know. Another new one.
Yeah, another new one. I'm not going to take a lot of time explaining, introducing this one because we've been talking a bit, but it's a song called In the Dark, and it is inspired by an amazing podcast by APM Reports called In the Dark, and the story they covered, which was the incredible life story of a man named Curtis Flowers.
Yes.
Shot like a winter's flame, tore through Winona one morning in July. Fear in their hearts and eyes, fears where the money lies. Those bearing witness stole their honor for a fee. Heaven's a southern sun, heaven's a pointed one. Lark flowers in the dark and through in the key.
Yeah.
man, he just kept preaching about the world just beyond our walls. Deep into scene, we were demanding, how could he be the answer to all of our prayers? How could this man answer all of our prayers? To all of my prayers.
Woo-hoo! How'd it go?
You know!
We need to go out there for nothing.
Yeah, it was a good one. It was a good one.
Good times.
Do some more jigs.
Why not? In jiggy mood.
Get it. I'm not gonna say it.
Don't say it.
Thank you.
Very nice.
Woo!
Good tunes.
Good tunes.
Oh,
well,
man.
We want to thank you guys so much for tuning in.
Yeah. Anyways. Hey, Sam.
See, hey, Sam. So if you guys are so inclined, there is a donation link in the chat box there. If you guys are able, that would be super generous of you guys.
You're supporting us, and you're also supporting the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series, and bigger booking, and Isis Musical, and all these wonderful people. We look forward to getting back down there to Asheville and playing in person.
Asheville is like the best. It's just the best.
Which is why Caroline moved there. Our bass player can't be with us tonight here in Allentown because she's in Asheville.
I was so jealous when she said she was moving to Asheville.
It's confusing though because she moved from Nashville to Asheville.
Yeah, it's a lot.
It's a lot going on.
Thank you so much again to Louise for helping us put this together. And we're definitely going to be doing some kind of St. Patrick's Day live stream. Not sure which day yet, so stay tuned. And
the day after.
Yeah, exactly. We'll do
no competition.
Back in December. Yeah. We're gonna do. Thank you guys so much again. We also have a merch store, which you know where it is. All that fun stuff. If you want to tell us where you are watching from, just because we always love to see where people are tuning in from all over the United States and sometimes
and elsewhere,
outside
yeah.
and Canada, of course. So let us know where you guys are watching from. Cool, guys. We're going to kick it off with one more. This is a song, a Scottish song called Johnny Cope. Thank you guys again.
Because we've all been coping for 10 months.
That's very true. 3, 4.
Sends a message from Dunbar. Charlie is sitting if you dare, and I'll teach you the art of war. You'll come to the goals of the war. When Charlie looks this letter on your sword, the scabbard falls, and you follow me. I'm brave young man. Sword, and don't you run like a frightened bird that flies to its nest in the morning. Johnny Cope, he heard of this. He thought it would be a mess to have his boots in readiness to fly away in the morning. Hey, Johnny Cope, are you walking yet? Or are your drums beating yet?
tuning in. Thank you so much again to Louise Baker for helping us put this together. And we hope we will see you guys very soon.
Rose Baldino and Brian Buchanan, House of Hamel, in a virtual show from Philadelphia on the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page on listener-supported public radio. This is Scenic Roots.